From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks testified before Congress today on how he has handled anti-Semitism after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. More from WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Upstate New York Congressman Brandon Williams was one of several Republicans to question Chancellor Banks' leadership after anti-Semitic protests at Hillcrest High School last November. The principal was removed, but remains on the payroll.
How can that be? Every employee who works in our schools has due process rights, sir.
Due process.
We do not have the authority
there are egregious
to just because
crimes.
I disagree to
there
just
are
terminate
egregious
someone.
Crimes.
That's not the way that it works in our school system.
There are egregious crimes that have been committed under your watch.
Banks said since the war began, 30 students have been suspended for anti-Semitic acts, and at least a dozen staff and school leaders have been removed or disciplined. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
Mayor Adams may face another challenger in next year's mayoral race. Brooklyn State Senator Zellner Myrie, a progressive Democrat, is exploring a run for City Hall. Reporter Mary Lynn Buckley spoke with him in downtown Brooklyn.
Why are you considering running for mayor next year?
Well, both of my parents came to this city close to 50 years ago from Costa Rica because it held a promise for opportunity. It was a place that they could raise their families, where they could raise their families in a safe neighborhood. But for too many New Yorkers that I speak to today, that same dream and that same opportunity that has attracted so many New Yorkers is disappearing.
Senator Myrie says at the top of his list is making the city more affordable. He plans to do that by expanding housing and after-school programs, and he says his work is already getting started.
We're going to be talking to as many New Yorkers as possible to continue to listen and to hear what their needs are, what their priorities are.
At Brooklyn Borough Hall, Mary Lynn Buckley, WCBS 880 News.
5:05 on drive time. Police now say the 16-year-old boy who was gunned down in Soho yesterday afternoon was a student at Broome Street Academy Charter High School. The school is just a couple of blocks from where Maki Brown was shot in the head. Brown lived in East Flatbush. He commuted an hour each day to the school. Police say the shots rang out during a fight as the school day was ending. They're still looking for two suspects, one of whom fled the scene on a city bike. Police aren't sure if the suspects also attend that school. Authorities have shut down a 6th Avenue cosmetics store that allegedly sold products shoplifted from other stores, like CVS, Macy's, and Walgreens. Reporter Roger Stern has details.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg describes what sounds like a well-oiled machine.
We discovered that the defendant, Rihanna's Cosmetics, was well-known to shoplifters who would willingly bring them stolen items.
The store's owner and her brother are charged with criminal possession of stolen property, totaling $1 million worth of merchandise. And Bragg says the store was not overly selective about what they would accept.
We found hundreds of boxes of stolen items, of the types of products you would not find at a beauty store.
Bragg would not estimate how many fencing operations there are operating like this. In Lower Manhattan, Roger Stern, WCBS 880 News.
The MTA says 724 employees made at least $100,000 in overtime pay last year. The Long Island Railroad's top overtime earner more than quadrupled her salary with OT. Martina Eugene is an LIRR car repair person. She racked up nearly $240,000 in overtime. Her base salary is $75,000. The MTA paid out a record $1.4 billion in overtime last year. MTA Chairman and CEO Jan Oliber made $401,000. He was only the agency's 14th highest paid employee last year.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Tonight, it will drop into the upper 50s and low 60s for the entire region as clouds start to move back in. And then Thursday and Thursday night, much more cloudiness, much more of a wind off the ocean, and it's therefore quite a bit cooler. 65 to 70 will be the high tomorrow, near 50 for Thursday night, and then Friday, only 55 to 60 under pretty much a gray sky and a few more showers and pockets of drizzle on Friday. In the city right now, we have west-southwest winds, so it is still 82. It is in the upper 80s across New Jersey, but as I said, much cooler along the coast with southerly winds.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.